WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
If you're listening to this podcast, you probably have a fairly intense interest in weather. That's just a nice way of saying you're a weather nerd, but we love you. So this topic may be a little basic, but I thought with us being in the heart of severe weather season across the southern and southeastern part of the country, it would not hurt to talk about NOAA Weather Radio. NOAA Weather Radio is a nationwide network of 1,000 radio stations broadcasting continuous weather information and operated and programmed by the National Weather Service offices across the country. Broadcasts are in the VHF portion of the radio spectrum and encompass seven frequencies or channels between 162.400 MHz and 162.550 MHz. By being in the VHF portion of the radio spectrum, the broadcast coverage of individual transmitters is limited to line-of-sight transmission, so each transmitter has a specific area of coverage. The Weather Radio Network has been designated an all-hazards network, making it a single source for comprehensive weather and emergency information. Weather radio is a lot older than most people know. NOAA Weather Radio can trace its roots to the 1950s when the Weather Bureau began broadcasting aviation weather on just two stations. The service was expanded in the 1960s to include the marine communities. Following the April 1974 super outbreak of tornadoes, the network was expanded nationwide to bring weather information to as many people as possible. NOAA Weather Radio is your baseline in weather readiness. Using automatic alerting technology, a weather radio receiver can sit quietly on your bedside table. But when triggered by a warning message, the radio comes alive with a loud siren, followed typically by the warning message. In our next episode of Weather Brains 101, we'll talk about the two alerting modes available with weather radio. Got a question about the weather? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.